you know, on this show, we get a chance to catch up with so many of our student athletes, and we enjoy learning about their story and hearing more about their sport. We have two student athletes in the studio this morning. We've got Andrew and Irie Morton, and they're twins over there at Northwestern High School. And we've got their coach. Now, they do track and field, and their coach is Coach Chris Artis. He's the assistant distance coach for Northwestern High School track and field. But if that name sounds familiar, he's been here before because he's also the coach for cross country. So we want to say good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Chris, let's start with you. You've got a big event happening tomorrow, Saturday, March the 14th at Northwestern High School. It's the Trojan Relays Track Meet.
Yes, this is the 49th running, I believe. It started back in 1973 by legendary coach Bob Jenkins, who's actually going to be inducted this year in the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. Yes. So we're going to recognize him and Coach Hudgens tomorrow. So speaking of the weather, I think it's actually going to be a nice day tomorrow to run track. So please come out and support us and support those two legendary coaches as we honor their inductions into all their Hall of Fames. I think Coach Hudgens is running out of Hall of Fames to be inducted into, but you know, so please come out and support the team.
Yeah. So how is this a traditional track meet, or is this one different based on either the teams that are coming or the special ceremonies that take place?
Well, so this one's a little bit different because the majority of the events that we do are going to be relays, whereas most of your track meets, it's a variety of you know, individual and relay sports. But, you know, this one's unique because you have anywhere from a 4x16, so 4x1 essentially, down to the 4x1. We're going to have a 4x1 throwers relay, so you get to see some of the throwers get out there and give it a go tomorrow as well. So it's real interesting because it, you know, really kind of embodies the team atmosphere, the team spirit of track and field. Kind of gets people the chance to experience events that they don't normally do. It's definitely a unique event.
As a former track athlete, you do feel somewhat isolated a little bit because with track, majority of the time it is you versus you, especially if you don't do relays. If you do relays, you are one part of the secret sauce, but this is a way, to your point, to make sure that you bring the team all together because it can be an isolated sport and it's totally fine, but when you can do everyone and bring everyone together and kind of see them do some pretty interesting things, that's pretty cool as well.
It's definitely going to be a great event.
And Chris, I saw that there's about 25 schools that are going to be a part. So how many student athletes is that? I mean, is that a question? You know,
there's going to be
hundreds. Yeah.
I think the estimate is probably anywhere from 900 to 1,000 athletes that'll be out there and just as many spectators. So it's going to be a great, exciting event. We're going to have a Bobby Urban, who's my high school coach, is going to be our announcer, and he does a phenomenal job kind of hyping up the crowd and just kind of adding another element to that meet. So it's going to be a fun, exciting
day.
That's
a lot of fun.
So it's called the Trojan Relays Track Meet. It's going to take place on Saturday, March the 14th at Northwestern High School at 10 a.m. And you just heard Chris, the assistant distance coach for Northwestern High School track and field team, just kind of go through just how unique and how special this meet is, especially honoring those two legends when it comes to coaching. As we mentioned at the top of this interview, we've got two athletes. We always love catching up with athletes, especially these two, because we know their mom and their dad. They've also been guests here on Palmetto Mornings. You have one sibling who has not been here yet. And if he comes on, I think you'll be the first family where we've interviewed everyone. So let's make that happen for sure. But we have Andrew and Irie Morton. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And you're juniors at Northwestern High School?
We are.
Okay. So, Andrew, let's start with you. My goodness, we've got kind of like your resume of all the events that you participate in. Now, it might be hard if you're watching us on CN2, and if you're listening to us, obviously it's really going to be hard. But Andrew's a very tall guy, so it makes sense that you do the hurdles. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about the accolades and that you've won through doing the hurdles and just what you'll be running tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow I'm running the shuttle hurdle relay and the 4x4. So
what is that like? What is the shuttle?
Well, it's like four hurdlers, and the first person will run down on the regular height hurdles. And then when they cross like the finish line, then the next person will start and they'll go over the low hurdles on the way back. And then they'll go the high hurdles again. And then the last person will run the low hurdles. So it's confusing. Because it's all
it
down
makes sense.
The,
so you did very well.
It's all down the 100-meter stretch. So yeah. It's weird.
What do you find exciting about hurdles? Because I can tell you folks that have tried it or looked at it, it seems easy until you get out there and you realize how high it is and how fast you've got to go. It's very daunting. But what do you enjoy out of being a hurdler? Mm-hmm. Is that the right way?
Yes,
well, that doesn't sound grammatically correct. But what do you enjoy about that?
That is difficult because there's not that many people that can do it or that do it. So being able to do it and do it good just helps.
And when you do it well, man, it looks like you're just gliding over that. That's unbelievable. All right, you've got a twin sister here, Irie Morton. And tell us about your experience with track and field. Where's your expertise lie?
The throwing events. So in middle school, I did shot and disc. And then I got to high school and was like, I'll try javelin. And ended up finishing second in state freshman year.
Whoa.
Well, look at you.
So now I just kind of stay over there and throw.
The javelin, that's that big stick where you whoosh.
Yeah. And so it's actually way harder than it looks. You would think it'd be like just throwing like a football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to do like all these techniques and stuff.
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
It's actually not. It's only, okay. I think, 1,600 grams.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the skill there? Like, how is it based on your speed or your speed and when to release? Like,
what? It's a mixture of both. So you have to be able to plant your feet and be flexible, which I'm not really. I'm working on it. and then you have to, like, with the wind and everything, you have to make it go up and stuff.
And I think it's pretty impressive that you throw all three.
Yeah.
We don't want to make you mad because you throw things. But that you can throw the shot put, the discus, yeah. and the javelin, because I know, you know, some are heavy, mm-hmm. some aren't, some are light. You really have a technique to all three, yeah. and that you're out there doing that in one track mm-hmm. meet. I mean, to wrap your brain around, okay, this is what I'm doing now, I think is pretty impressive.
You definitely have to switch off what you're doing and move around to a new event.
So what's interesting about the Northwestern Trojan Relays track meet that's going to take place tomorrow, Saturday, March the 14th at Northwestern High School at 10 a.m. For the first time, you're going to do the unified track team, and it will compete. And Irie, this is something I understand you and your dad, who's a physical education teacher over there at India Hook Elementary School, mm-hmm. that this is something that you all have worked together on, and kind of give us some of the background and what can we expect.
So I've always helped in those special ed classrooms and worked with the students, and they always admired how student athletes would come in and help them, and they always wanted to like be a part of it. And so some of us started looking, and we found the unified track program, and we brought it to our head coach and some principals, and we were able to do that. And a few weeks back, we had our first one. And they were able to compete, and they just did the 100 that week. But the amount of support from the community and other schools that we had was overwhelming, and they all loved it. Ugh. And so they had pom-poms and shirts and medals.
Oh, that's fun.
And so we're looking forward to bringing that out tomorrow.
Oh, that is fantastic. Boy, this is going to be a really interesting event. You've got that going on with the unified track team members. You've got, again, these ceremonies honoring these coaching legends. And then you're going to see sports that you typically don't see. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. Andrew and Irie, what do you both enjoy about being part of track and field?
The community, because, you know, you're all there doing something difficult, and you're all working for the same goal. So it's just nice knowing that other people are there with you.
That's pretty much, yeah. I have the same one, but it's like we're all friends, we're all our own groups that can come together, and it's fun to win as a team.
Now, what do you like about being twins, or do you like being twins?
Next question. it's good. It's okay.
I mean, don't get me started on twins. I find twins fascinating, and this is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But I guess it helps that you're different, you know, boy and girl, different sexes. Mm-hmm. So I guess you have your own personality as well. We did ask them before they came on, do you like, if you're twins, do you like being boy and girl? And they said absolutely, for sure. Well, you're a very athletic family. So congratulations on all of your success.
You.
And you can see Andrew, Irie, and so many other student athletes from around this area compete at the Northwestern Trojan Relays track meet. I mean, 25 teams again, Chris. I mean, you're looking at about 1,000 high school student athletes that will be right here in York County. So congratulations. Job well done on this. And congratulations on this unified track team. I mean, what an unbelievable experience that is for everyone involved. And it's just creating memories, core memories, as folks like to say. And everyone's an athlete, right? Everyone's got a skill set. And if you can display that, that's fantastic. Well, good luck to both of you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, take home the gold and everything else that you can. And good luck when you go to state. Chris, your coach will keep us in the loop, but let us know.
Definitely will.
How you go, please.
We'll do it on Monday. For sure.